It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English novelist and sports writer Robert Smith Surtees, born in Durham in 1805. He attended schools at Ovingham and Durham before being articled to Robert Purvis, a solicitor in Newcastle in 1822. He left for London in 1825, intending to practice law, but he had difficulty getting started and began contributing to the sporting magazine instead. He launched his own publication called The New Sporting Magazine in 1831. He contributed the comic sporting sketches which appeared as Jorrocks, Johnson, Jollities in 1838. His creation, Jorrocks, was a Cockney grocer, known for his good-natured earthiness, and he was a great success with the public. Surtees produced more Jorrocks novels in the same vein, including Handley Cross and Hillington Hall. Another of his heroes, Soapy Sponge, appears in Mr. Sponge's Sporting Tour, probably Surtees' best work. Like Victor Hugo, he composed all his novels while standing up at a desk. In 1835, he abandoned his attempts at legal practice and in 1838 devoted himself entirely to hunting and shooting while writing anonymously for his own pleasure. He became Lord High Sheriff of Durham in 1856 and died in Brighton in 1864. As a creator of comic personalities, Surtees is still readable today. Thackeray envied him his powers of observation, while William Morris considered him a master of life and ranked him with Dickens. The novels are engaging and vigorous and abound with sharp social observation, with a keener eye than Dickens had for the natural world. Perhaps Surtees most resembles the Dickens of the Pickwick Papers, which was originally intended only as supporting matter for a series of sporting illustrations. Most of Surtees' later novels were illustrated by John Leech, who also drew for Charles Dickens. In 1841, Surtees married Elizabeth Jane Fenwick, and they were the parents of a son and two daughters. His novels are mentioned several times in Siegfried Sassoon's 1928 autobiographical work, Memoirs of a Fox Hunting Man, as well as Virginia Woolf's Mrs. Dalloway. Surtees was not among the most popular novelists of the 19th century. His work lacked the self-conscious realism, sentimentality, and moralism of the Victorian era. But the historian Norman Gash has asserted that his leading male characters, often coarse or shady, and his leading females, far from vigorous, gave his outlook on society a satiric and cynical tone. However, for the very reasons that the Victorians criticized him, Surtees' work has continued to be read long after some of his more popular contemporaries have been forgotten. His range was limited and his style was often clumsy and colloquial. Although his proper place among Victorian novelists is not easy to determine, his power as a creative artist was recognized among professionals such as Kipling and Arnold Bennett, and he earned the tributes of laymen as distinguished as Theodore Roosevelt. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 17th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.